I will love, baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before the panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. See, I'm the type of real man coming your life and girl. Shut it down, oh, because it came.
We chilling. Butter, what's good?
I'm good. How y'all doing tonight?
Everybody good. It's Pimp.
Yeah, man. Good morning.
What's good?
Hey, that good morning kills me. She said good morning like she in China somewhere.
Yes.
Right.
Well, just like for real, like wake up about, and you know, maybe a couple hours. This is my morning. So, but you know, they say morning's the best time of the day. So it's morning, day, night, afternoon. So yeah.
Okay, Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chillin'.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
going to wait for another.
What's the word, ladies and gents?
It's hot out here.
Well, I want to just ask, I got two questions, but one question I'd like to ask a little bit later. But I just want to know if y'all checked out this whole plagiarism with the speech with with Queen Obama, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even know her name, Ivanka, Marla, whatever her name is, Trump.
Trump,
yeah. Wow.
You know, I listened to it. They did it play by play. She said that shit damn near word for word. And she said she wrote it. That's some bullshit. She said,
man,
that shit word for word.
I mean, I was like, well, did she not think that? I mean, is that, or did they have the same writers, or what's good?
Wow.
Look at it, man. That motherfucker, I'm going to tell you, and this is just my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong, but my opinion is that, man, he ain't taking none of this shit seriously. He just showing you how fucked up he is, and that y'all motherfuckers vote for him, y'all, we in for it. I'm telling you, y'all vote for him. Shit, let the Holocaust begin, cause it's over.
Or don't vote at all. Either way, same result.
I really think that it's all a setup. They all on the same team, and he's just playing the clown for us, for them. And seeing how many people are going to follow the clown. But either way, they all on the same agenda.
I think if that motherfucker become president.
New world
if
order.
If he become president, it's gonna be fucked up. Cause you know how motherfuckers be racist, but they wish it on the low. If you become president, that shit gonna be blatant right in your motherfucking face. They ain't gonna care.
Mm-mm.
They not gonna care.
Not at all.
I gotta agree with you on that one, partner. I gotta agree. I mean, with Hillary, like you say, it's gonna be there, but it's gonna be discreet. With him,
exactly.
Shit, it's just gonna be flat out in your face. Fuck you. Hell, what you gonna do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And she gonna be right in your face. You know
but
what I mean?
But I think with Hillary and Bernie together, I think that is probably the best running out of all of the people that they had. I think them two running would be.
It's not gonna happen.
Pretty good.
So they're not.
He's not gonna run with her though.
It's not gonna happen.
Not that I know of, unless somebody just dropped a bombshell.
Well, he's supporting
her. No, that
motherfucker
gonna be president.
Right?
No, he not.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, he ain't fucking with Hillary like that. That motherfucker still pissed off. He lost to a woman, just like Mitt Romney and what's the other motherfucker, John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
You know they got to be the most bitter motherfuckers on the planet, especially John McCain. How you gonna be the first motherfucker to lose to a black man? Now y'all gotta know when Obama won the nomination, you gotta know McCain was thinking like, ain't no motherfucking way he gonna beat me, not him.
Wait, man, hold on, dog. We got one. Delightful, what's happening?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Delightful.
Hey, girl.
Delightful is in tight, need a full body massage, and being chased down by the African. Can anybody help me out?
Hey, now.
She said by the African. I don't know nothing about
the
African.
I told y'all that's the man that wants to get married for a year.
Oh, he
what?
Was Stacey.
Yeah, for a year?
Well, to see if I would fall in love with him, but you know, he's on one today. Like I'm running, ducking, and dodging.
Oh wow!
I said, I ask you, Delightful, when are you ready to drop the draws? I'm a good man.
That's exactly how he sounds. Right hand of God.
We got a real live coming to America up in this.
All right, you know what? I'm finna give you, butter. I'm gonna give you one tonight. I'm finna throw you a bone tonight.
Ooh.
All right. You listening, butter?
Yes, I'm listening.
No, just step back, and I say her especially, but this goes out to the women. All right, women.
Oh, thank you.
We've been looking at this, and I've been hearing this. And it's always saying that the women have to step up better now, than more now than they ever had to, because the men are lackadaisical. In other words, the men that step back. Right?
Okay,
so now let me ask, and I'm asking the women, how do we get this balance back?
How do you get your what back?
How do we get the balance back? How do we get this back on the even keel again? I mean, because you always saying about how these men ain't doing this, ain't doing that. How do we get it back? How do we get it back on the even keel?
Well, I mean, how you get it back to even keel? You say a woman can't change a man, so it's up to the man to bring it back to even keel. I mean, a woman can't change a man, so if he knows, a man knows, well, I can't say all men know, because some men weren't raised to know, but a man should know what to do at a certain time in his life, right? So...
I'm asking you. I'm out of it. I'm asking you.
okay, you asking me, and I'm saying that for a man to get himself together and wine and dine or court or whatever the case may be, he has to want to do that. And a woman has to not allow him to just get her a half-assed courtship or whatever the case may be.
Okay. All right, lady, do y'all agree with her? Damn, what a cricket noise that. Hell.
Nobody agrees with me.
No,
no half-ass courting.
I think too that they, women need to all start. I mean, you're not ever gonna get to that point if one woman is doing it and the other woman is not. If all women start forcing the issue, you know what I mean? Force it. Then they can't run to the next one because, or else it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
If you let him be lackadaisical, if you stop letting him be lackadaisical, and then she stop letting him, he try to run over here, and she ain't letting him be lackadaisical, eventually he's gonna try to figure his shit out.
Right, like that movie, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Like if every woman would pull that same, idea. And handle it like that, then the men would have to step up. But there are women who accept what they get.
You said what, dog? Term? Yes, Tom. Is everybody else hearing everybody other than Tom?
Yeah, I can hear everybody else. I
can hear everybody else. I just can't hear Timer.
Yeah,
I'm thinking you on that one, bro. Okay, so, Miss Pimp. She over there bouncing.
Man, yeah, I'm bouncing.
Okay.
Put them outside, all right.
All right, well, what the life was?
I mean, no females are like, except Janine. I mean, nobody has any agreements or disagreements.
I'm giving you the form. Okay, you know what? I tell you what, since ain't nobody, I mean, This has been, you've been going tooth and nail with this for I don't know how long now. break it down for us.
I mean, it's like this. A man wants to be taken care of. He wants his food cooked and he wants his house clean. He wants sex when he wants it. He wants to be taken care of from head to toe. He wants to feel like
the
king.
Hold on. I'm not trying to cut you off. But you seem like you're breaking up.
Okay.
I got the kids in the background.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You sound like the kids in the background somewhere.
Yeah, the kids is running around. I got a house full. So basically, a man wants to be, huh?
Nothing.
A man wants to. What?
We'll talk about it later. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. So a man wants to be treated like a king. He wants to be his food ready when he get home. He wants to for you to dress up for him when he wants you to dress up. He wants you to do everything that a lady is supposed to do. But yet when it comes down to a man doing everything that a man's supposed to do, then they want to say, oh, well, you independent. You got a job or, I do this and I do this, so I don't need to do that.
Hold on. What is, no. Don't shortcut it. What is this and this?
Say, she wants to get a certain type of hair, and you know it costs more than what you usually give her to get her hair done, or she want to get her hair done, period. And you used to her paying her own bill, and one day she ain't got it, you know, or. You start off dating her and getting her hair done, and then y'all getting a little bit serious, and then you start slacking off. But she's used to you doing certain things, and then when you don't and she says something about it, you know, it's a problem. I mean, you can't
that part I agree with.
That you can't start off being you can't start off tricking and then stop. And act like you're
tricking.
You said what you felt.
Tricking,
spending money, whatever it is. But whatever you do to get the woman, you got to continue to do it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Figure, oh, I done got the cooch now. I'm good, and I done dicked her down good enough. She good. No. She still expects you to do all of that you was doing, because if you don't, guess what? Somebody else will.
Yeah, that works both ways, though.
It works both ways,
ways,
but a man is supposed
to
be.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? We don't even, I mean, I know me, myself. I like doing certain things. I like doing a lot of stuff. But then it do seem like it starts to become one-sided, because I think, you know, sometimes one side starts to get comfortable. They get so comfortable that they, you know, forget that, okay, I still need things over here. You know what I mean? And it's just like, well, she okay, because I know she okay, and this and that. But, you know, it's just like, it just slacks off, and it just does. So then what happens? Then, of course, the person starts feeling like, okay, well, it just seems like don't nobody care, so I guess I'm going to slack off too. So that's what happens. It's always one side starts to slack off, so then the other side starts to slack off.
All right, man. I'm gonna let you tackle that one, man.
Well, I hear me?
Because as my mama would say, that shit just pissed me off.
Why he got to tackle it? And I'm not saying men or women. I'm saying it could be either or. Whoever slacks off, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's always a man. I'm not saying it's always a woman. But I'm saying it always tends to be one side. Somebody starts to slack off.
Okay. All right. Any other woman got anything to say?
I agree. And then somebody that comes to the comfort zone and somebody just keeps expecting and ain't trying to do. Yeah, I agree.
Of course you do.
Okay, you agree. All right, now, anybody else got anything to say about that? Okay, all right, now, here we go. Father Time, if you will. You following me, dog?
I'm with you. Go for it.
All right, now, I've known you, I could pretty much say, over the majority of my life. You've known me over the majority of your life. All right.
True.
We both, I can honestly say that you're a stand-up guy. Despite any and all our odds, I truly believe that you're a stand-up guy. You've always been that. You've always been, I mean, other than that one incident where you had to come stay with me, I've always known you to have your own.
True.
I've never known you to have to rely on no woman. You've been able to carry your own. You've been able to carry your own no matter what. And even when you were staying with me, you still like, hey, dog, I got to give you something because I ain't going to stay here for free.
Right.
All right. So now. So I when we say that these men, I don't put you in that category. I don't put you in that category at all. And I hope you don't put me in that category.
Of course not.
I think I've been a stand-up guy enough to say, all right, I've pretty much been on my own, you know, doing my own thing too. Now, what do we need to do to get the balance of power back? I mean, because in our eyes, I mean, just like we say, a lot of the women had to step forward. Now, in our eyes, it's like a lot of we didn't see a lot of women step back too.
This is true.
So, and the same question applies to you that went to the ladies. What do the women have to do?
I think they need to sit back and let a man be a man. I think the problem is, you know, women, they're so, man, how can I put it? I guess they're so used to doing everything that they tend to think that they really don't need a man. You know what I mean? And then once you make a man feel like that, then of course he's going to step back. If you think you can do everything, fuck it, go ahead and do it. I ain't tripping. But then they blame us at the end of the day. It's our fault. Well, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing what? That's because you're trying to do everything. Who am I to step in your way?
You know what, though? I mean, I can understand, but the one thing that I got to disagree with you about is that now a real woman going to let that man be a man. Now, my problem comes with the boss bitch. That's my problem. That's the one.
Okay, what's the definition of a boss bitch?
Oh, I don't need no motherfucker. I do everything on my own. I don't need no motherfucker for shit. Ain't no motherfucker got to do shit for me. But then at the same time, these motherfuckers always end up trying to get in the brother's pocket. You know what I'm saying? These are motherfuckers that always hollering that they don't need shit from no man, but yet still a man got to provide them everything. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no one, but that's the quote-unquote boss bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no motherfucker. Get your punk. I mean, first of all, a woman, a real woman, you know what? I'm not going to even say a real woman. A real individual, whether man or woman. I mean, because a woman can get under that man's skin just like a man can get under a woman's skin. But if you love that motherfucker, you're not going to be like, all right, you punk bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I don't need you, bitch. You know, how that motherfucker get you that mad? You walk away. Now, what you say up under your voice or in your mind, that's on you. But when you maliciously call a man a punk bitch or some shit like that. Well, man, sit there and call you a stupid bitch. You know what I'm saying? Over something petty, over argument, over like a situation like money. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a boss bitch. I don't need you. But only reason you go fuck with the other motherfucker is to get money. Cause without his money, you ain't got shit. But you a boss bitch.
Man, let me stop you right there, man. You're going to be a hurt bitch because I ain't going to be too many punk boys.
Okay.
I mean, you can call me a lot of shit, but don't call me a punk or a bitch, especially not in the same sentence. That shit's not going to ride, man. I'll be a lot of things, but I am not neither one of those.
I grant you that, dog.
I figure you call a man a bitch, then you expect to fight, right?
Yeah.
If you call me a bitch, you can expect something to follow.
Right. I mean, my thing is this. If you calling me bitches in my face, you don't want to be with me. That's just like if I'm sitting there calling you. If I'm just like, okay, fuck that old bitch. Man, fuck this stinking bitch. So ain't no argument you know what I'm saying? And then I'm saying it to other people. You a bitch. You a bitch. And then when you get so disrespectful, I think today's woman, no, today's boss bitch is just, the boss bitches make the real women look bad. I'm going to be real with you. The boss bitch make today's woman look bad.
You know what the problem is?
It's, What's that?
The problem is all these women, they talking to each other. Yeah, you know, like the boss bitch is talking to the other bitch, so now she thinks she's the boss bitch. Now you got 100 boss bitches running around this motherfucker. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And all
I mean,
only
but you
the
know what? And there you go. Damn, you took the words out of my mouth. The boss bitch is the loneliest one. The women are the ones that's like, oh. And you always hear the boss bitch talking about, ooh, I would not take that. Ooh, shit, I wouldn't take that. You just got beat up in the club the other night. You just got fucked in the... You don't even get a motherfucker. You get fucked in the car.
Oh, wow.
Right, you don't even get a hotel service.
You the one getting fucked
boss
in
bitch.
The car.
You pay for it. Pay for the room, bitch. Boss bitch.
I'm on the angry boss.
Who is at fault for the man?
What?
Who is at fault for the man?
What you mean, who is at fault?
You say the boss bitch is at fault for the women. Who is at fault for the men?
Nothing ass motherfuckers. The same motherfuckers that y'all pick up and let stay in y'all house. The same motherfucker that ain't got no job that y'all bought the PlayStation for. The one y'all bought the Xbox for. The one that y'all gave y'all a check so he could flip. Shit, that motherfucker.
What now? Who does?
Okay. You know that trips me out, man.
We y'all
that really
not
fucks
giving
me
up no money for nothing. So.
Check this out, man. Women, ladies, y'all get with a motherfucker. When you get with this motherfucker, he ain't had shit. Probably stand in his mom's basement or whatever, or stand with this homie or stand with that homie, whatever. He ain't working. He ain't hustling. He ain't doing shit. But then you move that motherfucker in. And then you get mad because he ain't doing shit. He wasn't doing shit when you mad at him. But then you get mad at him. Well, what you going to do? You got to do something. I wasn't doing shit when we first started talking. You already knew this. So how you going to get mad at me
now?
I'm not
that life.
But women
you
do that shit all the time.
You might
y'all
not
do
know that.
I'm not saying y'all
know
per se, but I'm just saying women do that shit all the time.
I do.
Yeah, women do that shit all the time.
But then
why you
going to
get
better
at him because he ain't trying to do nothing?
But then
but
here's the part that kills me.
It all the time.
Okay, but here's the part that kills me is that they fuck around and then they get in your shit. Oh, girl, you stupid. Ain't no motherfucking way I'd be dealing with that motherfucker. Oh, hell no. But let's see here. You... Yo, man, that went upside your head. You talking about what they say? Soon as my eye open, he gonna take me to see the sunrise in the Bahamas. Like, really? Yeah.
Oh shit!
As soon as eye open.
Wait a minute. Yeah, as soon as eye open, as soon as she able to see the sunrise. Now then, you got the motherfucker who, like I say, this motherfucker. I mean, there's no ambition there. You know what? Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say, because every motherfucker, because hell, I've been working since I was 15. Any motherfucker that know me know that. No, I've been working since I was 15. You know what I'm saying? I've had a job since I was 15. Dude,
should eliminate
I mean,
in front of projects don't count.
It was a hustle. But, nevertheless, dog, I mean, okay, I ain't where I want to be in life, but damn, you can see with us doing the show, with us doing the website, with us making the T-shirts, with us doing whatever we doing, we got some ambition to do something. You got motherfuckers out here like, yeah, well, fuck it, you know what? Wait a minute, before I even finish that sentence, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, how are you? I'm so proud of you. I just want you to know that. That's the only reason why I call in. I just call in and say, hey, I've been listening on the low, but I felt like I need to just tell you. You still don't know who I am?
Oh, hey, baby. Hey, y'all, that's
hey.
My little sister. What's going on?
Not much, bro. Just calling in. Just calling in and say what's up.
But, okay, this is my little sister Toya, y'all. For y'all, for y'all that don't know, she was one of the
Apple.
Original members of the show until she decided to quit.
No, I had to work. Don't say that. Don't let nobody know. Tell the truth. I was taking care of some kids, and I had to do what I had to do. Mama had to work for them too.
She quit the show, y'all. She quit the show, didn't even tell her big brother.
I so right, love you. Love is always real, baby. All right.
And I love you to death. What's going on, baby?
Hold on for a second. Can we please get those kids in another room?
What?
All
I
hear is screaming
kids.
Who can close these damn doors?
I think he's about to say something else. Can you please get him out those kids?
Yeah.
Put them kids up.
Too much noise in the background. Put them goddamn kids up. Lock them up. The show is all wound up.
I'm muted.
Too much feedback in the background.
There you go. Get damn, I got to bring you back on the show. I remember she used to always holler, hey, it's too much feedback. You got too much feedback.
Oh,
all right, look, sis, since I got you on here,
yeah.
I know she's going to hang up in about the next 10 minutes, so I'm going to ask you this right quick. All right, we're talking about the men of today. Say that the women had to step up because the men had to, because the men stepped back. What do we do to get these men, that we can get a fair balance again? What do the men have to do?
The men going to have to stop making these women think that they got to do everything. Because if I got to hold you down and I got to hold my house down and I got to do everything, you're not a man, you're my child.
I disagree, but go ahead.
I don't give a fuck what you do, nigga. I'm saying from my standpoint, of what I've been told.
You better recognize who you're talking to, first of all.
I know who the fuck I'm talking to, and...
Oh, somebody been drinking. Go ahead.
No, why are you talking, nigga? You might want to go get you a drink, because I ain't hit nothing yet. You can go buy me some. But anyway, like I was saying, before I was really interrupted by that asshole.
Wow.
Even if I wasn't, I'm still that nigga. It wouldn't matter, nigga. Why we always got to do this? Why do you do me like this every fucking time? I know you love me on the inside. It's okay.
Yeah, he just missed you.
Yeah, I know. You just missed me. It's okay. It's okay.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Did you just insinuate that I'm doing lying, my nigga? Have you ever seen me
do it? Go ahead, girl. I'm just playing with you.
I'm going to choke you. Watch. Okay, anyway, like I was saying, see, I had a real deep answer, but all that bullshit made me forget.
I
was saying, from my standpoint, if I felt like I had to be a man all the time, then a man has to come through and assure me that I don't have to play both roles. I don't have to be the man of the house and the woman of the house at the same time. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Anybody deal with Yes.
Let me ask you this. Now, us growing up, I mean, when we got older, you had your boys, and when you told me they did something, whenever you told me they did something,
right.
I never questioned
you can't
it.
Put that plate there.
Right, I just did what I had to do, and they would always say, "Well, Uncle, you didn't even listen to us." And I used to always be like, "Well, it wasn't my job to listen to you. My job was just to beat your ass because she said you fucked up." Now I would tell them, "Okay, I'll listen to you after I beat your ass," and which I did.
Right.
I would listen after
right.
that. Now then, I would come back and tell you, like, all right, you know, Toy, you know, okay, you're a little hard on them. But
yeah.
Now, and what I'm asking is that dude was there, but you always called me.
Right.
Reason being.
Because I was the dude. I mean, I did what I had to do for my household. Yeah, he was there. That was my husband. That was my kid's father. But what I needed and what I seen from you was what I wanted to, you know, be handled in my kids. It wasn't, oh, well, go tell your mama. Go do this. Because if mama got to do everything, then at what point I ain't going to have to feel, you know, somebody else going to come down. Because mama, I can knock you out and cave your chest in, but it's the difference between when I knock their ass out and then when Uncle Zach comes through. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Have to do what about shit. And
I know that
now. You know that now. So, I mean, it is what it is. I knew it.
Right.
But I was still trying to give my kids the family and give my kids the shit that I did not have growing up. I knew what nigga to call to get my kids right, which was always going to be my big brother.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, if we're married and we have a problem in the house and
mm-hmm.
you call your brother,
mm-hmm.
how do you think that's going to make me feel?
How do you think I have felt calling my brother? I thought an assy, nasty. Let me go back and clarify that. I would tell Manny to, you know,
we ain't gonna call no name.
Whatever.
Be nice.
Whatever. Okay, I'm being nice. I thought I had to tell the truth. So I would tell him.
Go for broke, baby.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I thought what happened in Sin City, stay here. But
right.
I would tell this nigga, you know, you ain't handling your business. All right, you don't want to, and I would give him so many chances. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't just no straight out bitch and be like, nigga, fuck you, I'm finna go call my brother. No, I'm gonna give you a chance, and if I felt like what you was doing after you and I have had a conversation about it and you still didn't do what you were supposed to do, I'm gonna go call who I know gonna do it. We don't come in,
now,
I'm gonna knock your head off and
correct?
Ask questions later. Yeah.
These are his biological kids.
Yes.
Yeah. And he wouldn't discipline his own kids?
We played good parent and bad parent. You understand what I'm saying? I was always the bad parent. I'm always the one getting everybody ass when he wanted to be the party parent. Even and our kids are grown and he's still the party parent. And, oh, mama, you so serious. And why you got to worry about this? And, mama, why you telling me this? And daddy don't tell us that. Okay, well, you know, that's our role. I'm the one. I ain't about no bullshit with my kids. I done kept everything 100 with my kids. But, you know, he want to play pussy with them and, oh, it's okay. And, you know, that's their problem and all this other shit when the world don't go like that. So,
okay,
yes,
was there,
we were married
nah, I mean,
and we were together and those was his kids. But if I felt like he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, I always gave him his respect to go ahead and do what you're supposed to do, but if I feel like you can't resolve the problem, I know who is. And that's what
well,
I did.
He's a better man than me because there ain't no fucking way you calling your brother. Not for my kids. That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean,
ain't no way I would have stood for that. Fuck
well,
okay, but now, at the same time, though, he didn't have a problem with it. I mean, it was just like, all right, your uncle got your ass.
No, I would look at it differently, like, though. If you actually called your brother for some shit that I'm supposed to be taking care of,
mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that.
Okay,
who's
but then here's
you,
the question.
Okay, wait.
Why didn't you take care of it?
Right, and do you have a problem with me because I called, or do you have a problem within yourself that I had to call somebody else to come and do what you were supposed to do in your household? That's a problem within that man.
Well, I can agree with that. I mean, I don't know the history, but
yes,
that shit would fly at my house.
Yes,
there ain't no
lying.
Way my wife's going to call her brother to come over here and chastise one of my sons. I don't see that shit happening. I can't fathom no scenario where that happened unless I'm locked up.
Okay, but you know, you know some of the story, you know some of our history, and here's the reason why I'm no longer his wife.
And so, and that's the question. How do you step back in situations like that? You know, the first thing a man wants to say, well, the woman needs to step back. Well, if the man not going to step up, we can't step back.
Well, and right, and that's why I asked her that, because it was a simple fact that I know what happened. You know, I never just went over there like, okay, I'm finna bogart this house. You know, my first question was, well, where is he at? What did he say? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to question the situation. And once she tell me the situation and I question it, I just never flew in there like, nigga, move. I'm handling this. No, I never was
not,
like that.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying even if you weren't in the equation at all, say, you know, she didn't call her brother. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And like some men say, oh, well, you know, we are, as the women, we're doing too much. We're trying to play both roles and stuff like that. And like you all were saying, some people keep saying that women need to step back and let the man be the man. Okay, well, in that type of situation, we can't step back. I mean, there are many different situations where we cannot step back because we don't trust the person to step up. So she stepped back and let the kids run around, and both parents let the kids go do whatever they want. Is that the situation? Or do, you know, or if he not working or he not working as much as he could,
you know, she stepped back
and said, well, I'm going to force him to pay this and that. But then
that's fine. But you can't bring that attitude into the next relationship, because just because you so used to doing everything when you was with this motherfucker, you can't come fuck with me with that same attitude.
And most women don't.
I'm not saying that. We watch what you do. If we know what type of person we with.
Actions.
And I can tell y'all now, I'm a good housewife now. I know my place. I don't feel like I'm right now where I am and my marriage now, I'm a wife. I'm a woman. I'm a woman first. I don't have to play no man role. I wear dresses a lot. I ain't putting no man.
Somebody need to turn their TV or radio down, please.
Wow.
What? I don't know. I think y'all got men fucked up.
No, men have fucked
don't.
Up for themselves. Y'all messed it up.
Well, no,
y'all
not
messed
now,
it up.
Now,
it's been
generations
and generations of shit going on with women that had to play mama and daddy.
Well, now see, you know what? Now what made me bring that up is because I seen something that was said that about how what you just said, Toy, about how men fucked it up. But now here's the thing. Here's the thing that kind of got me about it, because it was like,
you don't
want
that.
Wait a minute, hold
on. Yeah, I mean, they got a lot.
The light.
Huh?
Can you hit mute? Can you just please hit mute?
I wasn't sure if I was muted or unmuted. My bad.
Well, you wasn't.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the situation that I've seen. It was said that, okay, women, okay, especially the black women of today, is like, it's designed for us, it's designed for y'all to not be with us. It's designed for y'all to just, okay, that's just like they say, welfare. Let's go with welfare. Okay, I'll give you X amount of dollars, but he can't be in the house. So now, with that being said, you know, what do the average woman do? Well, they let you stay there, but they like, oh, no, you ain't going to cut my welfare check. I'm not going to even say the average woman. I'm not, because the average woman will get up and do what the fuck they got to do. So I will not say the average woman. But these women who will sit there and say, well, I'd rather have him staying at his mama house than us making this shit work because I need a check. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like it just get designed. It's so designed for them to make us look. And don't get me wrong, a lot of men, they fuck around and let that shit get to them. Oh well, this shit, that bitch gonna pay all the bills. That bitch finna get a check. No, motherfucker, if that's the way you think, you's a dirty motherfucker. If you gonna sit there and let your motherfucking woman sit there and get a check once a month, and this is y'all only income, you a dirty motherfucker. If you can't get your ass out, man, you could go anywhere, McDonald's, anything. I mean, fuck your pride. I mean, shit. If you could, I mean, damn, help her. You know what I'm saying? If you can help her, help her. But, I mean, we the way we are now is like,
damn,
shit. Yeah, fuck that bitch. That bitch do what she gonna do. And then
you
it's like,
give me that money.
But then we also got a lot of pride we scared to talk to the independent woman. We scared to talk to her because she got too much. She don't need me. But damn, an independent woman, a real independent woman, man, look here. I'm gonna tell you like this: a real independent woman that knows her worth can still make her man feel like a man, still make him feel like he a king. You know what I'm saying? Real independent woman, a real independent woman will make that man, not the motherfucker that's not doing shit, that man that she see got that drive or that ambition, she'll still make him feel like a king. So I'm not going to sit here and say that women ain't no women shit. All women are fucked up, because they not. It's a lot of great women out there, a lot of them. It's just, like I said, we...
Hey, where are the white women at?
He's a jackass. Well, I'm with that. He's a jackass for real.
My question is...
Y'all just get so out overshadowed by the nothing ass females. I'm serious. Y'all get overshadowed by them.
So do you think that every woman who's on a fixed income and will allow her man to stay with her instead of just, you know,
he's saying is she'll allow him to stay there until they're ready to cut that check. When they ready to, when they start fucking with about that check, he got to go. Because she ain't giving up that check. Not for him.
And what he's saying is, to me, the way he said it, the way I heard it was like, if you see that your woman is struggling and that's all she gets is that one check a month, then you should be ashamed to just sit there and allow her to just get that income. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're allowing me to do why should I get up and go do something else? You're allowing me to do that.
I understand you're playing devil's advocate, but as a man, get your ass up, dude. Get your ass up. I don't give a fuck if you got to go cut grass. Get your ass up. Go do something. Do something.
I'm just saying, man.
I understand what you're saying, brother. Because the motherfucker, that's the motherfucker mentality. Why the fuck should I? She letting me sit here and do it. Like y'all said earlier, put that united front up. Put that united front up. If women do put that united front up, you probably will get more men to do shit. But as long as that motherfucker, if you let that motherfucker do it, he gonna do it. He gonna do it. But then, okay, how long you gonna let him do it? How long you gonna let him do it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man,
long
as the sex is good, they gonna put up with that shit.
Damn. Ladies, is it all about it? Ladies, is it
long
all
as
about
he fucking you good, you gonna let him get away with a whole bunch of shit.
That's a fact.
Father time.
That's a fact. Yes, ma'am.
Real talk. Real people. You telling the truth on that one. I don't give a damn what anybody else is talking about at the end of the day.
if the sex is good, she will just be like, because the sex is good.
There you
it
go.
It fucking sucks.
What?
That's what it's all about, dog. Well, long as he fucking is real good, she a lot of that shit she ain't gonna even see.
Well,
the girls
agree,
might see it, but she ain't gonna see it.
I don't agree.
And why not?
Good. I ain't gonna just put up with anything just because you feel like your sex is good. I can find good sex. I found it, and I can find it again somewhere else. If I don't feel like that relationship is going the way that it needs to go, or I don't feel the same way, or whatever the situation is, or if he's not doing his part, or whatever, then I'm not gonna stay.
Well, but see, I'm not talking about the women that's getting up going to the 9 to 5. I ain't talking about them. Because most women, you know, if you get up doing a 9 to 5, you don't really too much need that motherfucker anyway because you got your own money. You know what I mean? This is geared more toward that, you know what I'm saying, the woman that's getting the welfare and all that bullshit. It's more towards her. She gonna let that motherfucker sit around as long as he fucking her good. And sometimes that goes for women with good jobs.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that goes.
As long as a motherfucker laying the pipe down to you, you ain't gonna say a lot of shit that you want to say. Because you're gonna be thinking about, damn, it took me 4 years to find this motherfucker. I don't want to waste another 4 years looking for another motherfucker fuck just as good as him.
No, I don't.
So you put up with the bullshit. That's why men do the shit they do.
Don't take that long, I promise.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know how long it takes, but I'm just saying.
You know,
I'll
say 4 years.
Not at all, honey.
Well, 4 years is nothing that popped in my head. But at the end of the day, if he laying it down to you, you're going to put up with a lot of bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how much money you make. That shit don't even matter.
Yes,
if he's fucking the shit out of you when you want to get fucked, you gonna put up with his bullshit.
I don't know. I ain't know. I mean, I'm just saying. My whole thing is that how. I mean, we all, you know, like I said, we all adults on here, and I mean, you know, everybody seem to be a stand up type motherfucker. Hell, Janine, I know you. I know that you. You got your thing going. Buddy, you do what you do. I mean, I there's no bad words to say about you. Hell, I guess Miss Pimp. Hell, y'all sound like y'all at work now. So, I mean, you know, I know my sister been working forever. I seen her come from, you know, just from nothing to everything. So, I understand, and y'all understand. I know y'all understand what we saying, but we talking about them women that just don't get it. That's our problem. We talking about the women that don't get it. You know, that feel like, okay, like I said, that boss bitch shit, I think, yeah, it's cute and it's fun in your early 20s, but shit, when you gonna fucking 42, 43, hell, I'm going to say when you get in your 30s, you still talking about I'm a boss bitch? Come on, man. You need to let that shit go.
True that. You know what women I really hate, man? You know what kind of women I really hate? I hate those women that had like 7, 8 kids. Remember back in the day, you used to get a welfare check? You get like, if you got like 7, 8 kids, you used to get some motherfucking money back then. They stopped that shit now. You know what I mean? Now you walk around with 7 kids for no reason. You only getting paid for like, I think it's 3 of them now you want to get paid for.
Yeah, I think 3 is the max now.
Yeah, but you remember back in the day, you get money for every kid. And food stamps? You got like $1,000 a month worth of food stamps for 7, 8 kids.
Man, them motherfuckers getting like $1,100 worth of food stamps.
Exactly.
Like, really? How the fuck is you getting $1,100? And they got
that's
no motherfucking
point.
Food in the refrigerator. No food in the refrigerator. But she a boss bitch.
You busy selling me your stamps. Because I used to buy them motherfuckers
right.
when they used to come
yeah,
in the book.
I bought the shit. I bought the shit out of them motherfuckers.
Get you 65 all day long.
Hell yeah. Give them here. I buy them bitches every month.
But this is the one thing that I can't stand, man. And this is really not a shot against the women. But, like, Section 8. Because I used to live in a Section 8 building, right? I was paying full rent. My rent was $675 a month. I had a little one-bedroom. And I used to mess with this girl on the third floor. She had the exact same apartment. Exact same apartment that I had. Her shit was $15 a month.
You should have got on Section 8, motherfucker. You can't get
what?
Mad at her for that one.
Can't get mad at her. That was her hustle.
Hey,
you know, I'm not mad
at her.
I'm not. I just hate. I hate the way they got that Section 8 shit set up. Cause that shit ain't fair, man.
I'm trying to get
spread
on Section 8 now, nigga. Shit.
They
I was
cracking down on that shit, though. So. They
yeah,
cracking
yeah.
down on that shit. I've been hearing.
Let me get some Section 8.
Section 8.
Section 8 some bullshit. I mean, it's cool now.
Motherfucker, you should have signed up.
I couldn't.
Hey,
yeah,
I
was
I tell you
all
what,
my fucking life. I wish I could get some Section 8 shit.
Next time my apartment complex that I work at, they had that Section 8 open, and I'm going to send you a thing so you come out.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up, man. I had to wait on the list for 7 years.
What?
Ain't the waiting list like 7 years long for Section 8?
Oh man,
damn.
You still think you thinking about the 80s, man. That shit don't work like that no more. You had that shit in 6 months.
Oh shit.
Now I
know
some
that.
Folks that have waited for they just got off the Section 8 list and they waited for 10 years for that.
Mm.
See, that's what my mama said. My mama said that shit lasts you have to wait like 7 years.
That's why my ass could
never
had
it.
It.
They close yeah. certain things down, you gotta
I'm
wait.
I'm tired of paying rent.
So do I, man. A $675 apartment, and she paying $15 for the exact same apartment.
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off when I found out she was paying $15 a month.
Why didn't you get with her and go stay with her, though? Save some money.
How many kids does she have?
She had 2 kids. 2 little boys.
Oh, you could have been stepdaddy, daddy.
Gee, I'm already a stepdaddy. Stepdaddy
okay,
wasn't all cracked up to be, neither.
The question is, did you fuck her?
Yes, I did.
You should have put
she,
that. Was
what good good she didn't move your ass in?
She asked
well,
me for the $15. Can you give me $15 to pay my rent?
Well, yeah, pay
oh.
your rent. You fucking up.
I'm like,
that,
your rent.
Yeah,
you
that's
how I found out how much she was paying.
You couldn't pay that girl
you know
rent
what,
and you was making them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and Toy, I hear what you're saying, Toy, but yeah, I probably would have been pissed off. Bitch, you can't pay $15. I'm fucking with the wrong bitch.
$15, man.
You
she said, I'm thinking she's short $15 on her rent. She said that's
and
how much she pay a month.
Smoking. Did she smoke weed?
Yes, she did.
See? Uh-uh.
She's smoking more
nope.
than $15 a month. But it don't matter.
God
you were still
right.
dicking her. You could have gave her at least $7.50 towards the rent.
Yeah, you could have.
No,
gave
I gave her the $15. I gave her the $15. That wasn't
at least gave her half on it.
Wait a minute. Here's the fucked up part. Here's the fucked up part. He had a 20, and he asked for the $5 back. Hey, you got
give
that five.
Give my change.
What?
$15.
So you only
man,
asked for 15. Exact
oh,
change.
No,
I actually went, no lie, man. I actually
back.
Went to the property manager and asked him, "How's that fair? That is not fair."
It is. Mm-hmm.
Now, she didn't get
I didn't say
out.
Her name
see,
was
now, see, if she was smart, what she would have did was never told your ass what the fuck she had to pay her rent, and would have been like,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, well, I'm a couple of $100 too."
No,
we
was
fucking
though.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. We was fucking
yeah.
though.
See, she fucked up. She fucked up right there. My rent would have been just as much as yours. Because she told you how much the rent was, and you shady as fuck because you going to ask.
Yeah, that was fucked up, man. You actually went to the – that was petty, dog. You
man,
I went to the
motherfucking property manager. I was like, hey, man, how come the people on Section 8 pay so less and the people that's not on it pay more? That's not fair.
Because they gave government –
because they got Section 8.
Right.
Well, I didn't know
you
were
on Section 8. Why you going in the store paying for your groceries with cash and niggas using – pulling out the fucking EBT card?
Right,
dang it, same motherfucking thing.
And
nigga,
don't say you don't know how to. And don't say you don't know how food stamps go.
Shit. Well, I still got my EBT card.
Off.
I love
that.
I still got that motherfucker.
You been knowing how to
$20 a month.
And you complaining, nigga? You was getting assistance also, so why would you complain about old girl getting Section 8? You was doing the same thing.
Because I just felt that it wasn't fair that I was paying so much and she was paying so little for the same fucking apartment. How was that
fair?
Well,
some women don't think it's fair that men get food stamps, but y'all get them and y'all ain't got no kids and nobody to
you
feed.
You know what? With that being said,
so
dog,
that
how did you do it, man? I couldn't. I mean, even when I was at my lowest, I couldn't bring myself to go. I mean, and there's been times that I've actually been like, damn, where the fuck is my next dollar for the go from? I could never bring myself to go down there and sign up. I just couldn't.
It's called hunger, motherfucker. That's what it's called, hunger.
Dog,
you get hungry enough.
I took my ass right down there,
and they gave me $125 the day I signed up. I was like, shit. I went straight to Aldi.
For everybody.
I couldn't do it, dog. I just couldn't do it. I mean, it was just like, back in the day, nigga, you know it's been time motherfucker didn't hit rock bottom, and it was just like, I could not do it.
Man, once I talked myself into going to the blood bank for the very first time, shit, who said shit?
I couldn't even do that.
I know, but you had to drink up everybody's motherfucking 40.
Damn right. And you motherfuckers gave it to me, too.
Yeah, whatever, motherfucker.
I couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it. I don't know, man. I mean, I know they say pride is a motherfucker, but my pride wouldn't let me do it. It's just like.
Oh, hold on, man. We got a caller. Caller, what's happening? I know the number, but I don't know the name.
What's up, everybody?
Big Mike, what's up?
Hi.
Not much.
Big Mike, you get food stamps, brother?
I used to when I used to work for the city of Gary, but not no more.
Would you get them again? I'll go sign up. If I could sign up, I'll go sign up.
Nope.
Really, you would, dog?
Hell yeah, I would. I'll spend a food stamp in a heartbeat.
No, don't get me wrong. I would buy them and spend them, but I can't do it, man.
If them motherfuckers, if somebody can tell me a way to get them and still work, I'll be down there signing up for them bitches. I'd rather pay. I hate going to the store, man, and having to pay cash for food, man. That's just like an oxymoron to me. You know what I mean? I go to Aldi's. I got like $30 worth of shit in my buggy. And here this chick is behind me, got a buggy full of shit pulling out an EBT card. That shit ain't fair.
Did he say it's not fair, though?
Why do you keep talking about being
fair? It was
fair,
okay.
Man?
It was okay when he was getting them, though. Y'all missed the point. It was okay when he was getting them. Life was all good and lollipops and shit. Now this nigga ain't getting that life on sale.
It's fucked up, man. They need to cut the whole program, goddammit.
Look, you
cut
ain't
it
got
or put everybody
buggy
on it.
They got two carts full of food.
Like,
I know,
I'll get this.
And what about an EBT card? And here I am, I got to pay cash for my shit. That shit ain't fair. You can buy my shit for me. You got no stamps.
And go get a goddamn Cadillac.
Right.
Right. She's driving a 2015 Range Rover for spinning food.
Hell yeah. Now that's what makes me mad if I'm going somewhere and I be like, man, I understand, I respect everybody's hustle, but still at the end of the day I'll be like, damn it. I'm out here working like a fucking slave and he's
that part I can confess about. Now, yeah, that has pissed me off a couple of times. I know this girl personally, and I'm like, this motherfucker, a truck. I mean, we got the same truck. She got her shit chromed out, rimmed out. I'm like beating that bitch, and I'm like, this motherfucker, man. I look at her, I be like,
well,
you wanna burn that motherfucker up? Like, this motherfucker don't even work.
Well, that's because she lied about it, because had they known she has a car payment or owns a car, they will tell you to sell your car and buy food. She manipulated the system.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Exactly. So motherfuckers lie and manipulate the system. You can't get mad at her, because what you do is you ask her, can you help me?
Man,
you know, I do remember
when I
filled out the application, they do ask you if you got a car.
Yeah, when I had to get assistance, I had a car, a 2010 or whatever. They didn't tell me to sell my car and do none of that shit.
They told me to sell
and
mine.
And I still got the food stamp. I guess.
How much did you get?
I didn't know that.
How much
was I getting? Like $500 or $600.
See, that's some bullshit, man. How the fuck you get $500 for it?
And I was working. I was telling the truth. I was being honest. I told them I was working, and I got the food stamps, and I had a car note. I had $800. My rent was like $800-some. I think my median income or whatever, once I paid off my bills, it was basically they figured that I didn't have enough stuff to, you know, buy food and shit for my family. So, but yeah, they told me I needed a car to work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
They won't tell you that in Indiana.
I am in Indiana, baby.
Oh, well, shit. Look, who's your caseworker?
I don't have a caseworker.
Yeah.
That was years ago. That's what I'm saying. Back then, it was like 2008, 2010, when I left my husband. I had bought me a brand new car the same year I left my husband. I was paying rent. My rent was like $800-some. I was working in a nursing home. I was getting money. I mean, my checks were, you know. But then, too, I had 4 or 5 kids. So,
well,
you know.
Well, that makes a difference. If you have
right,
under,
yeah,
over
I had
two,
my
then you damn near you good.
Yeah.
But
the only thing I got from them
was
the food stamps. So, I mean, it worked for us when my kids didn't go home. Not they would. They weren't going to never go all week because they uncle would have came and made sure they were straight, but you know.
Man, the motherfuckers eat more than me, shit. I'm fucking with their ass, shit. I seen them motherfuckers
about. You know the worst
about
woman on assistance fear? They fear the computer.
You said what? A
women
computer?
That's on assistance, or men or women that's on assistance, they fear the computer. You remember back in the day, I'm about to tell you. You remember back in the day, everybody in the projects used to go to Minnesota once a month?
Yeah.
They was getting them checks down here.
They was getting them
then
double
they go
checks.
Back to the crib.
Yeah.
Now once they invented the computer, that shit stopped.
My aunt was a pure D hustler on that shit. She lived in Gary and went to Minnesota every month.
Every
and
month,
got
get
her
that
shit.
Check.
She was getting a check from Minnesota, getting a check from Gary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Till someone caught up with her ass.
Yeah, I remember it. I actually did forget about it, but I do remember it now.
Everybody and their mama had a crib in Minnesota.
Damn.
Yeah, they did. They did. I forgot all about that.
Oh, man, I got to give a shout-out, man. Kim White's family, man, condolences. You know, she died, man.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, her funeral was over the weekend. Valena went to her funeral.
Right, that was
so
a sad thing,
to
man.
Kim White and her family. And her sister, Tracy. But but I know she used to do that. That's what made me think about that. She used to do that every month.
You know, they're gonna be like, fuck you, burning hair.
Oh, it is so hot down here.
Your food supplies
and shit
done. You don't buy.
When can we go take a shower?
And this was.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm not even gonna lie, man. Back in 2009,
oh.
I tried to get a check. I tried to get a crazy check, y'all.
They ain't giving to you.
No, they didn't give it to you.
What the fuck?
What happened?
They denied me, right? So I hired a lawyer.
Oh, damn.
I went to court, right?
What the hell?
In front of the judge in court. I'm blowing spit bubbles, man.
Who's drilling some shit? Is somebody doing some construction in the background?
I don't know.
I don't. No. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
I'm on mute.
But there I'm saying, go. I was blowing spit bubbles in the courtroom, dog. Just, you know, I'm staring at the ceiling, trying to make this motherfucker think I'm crazy. That son of a bitch still denied me.
Everybody getting a check.
So I'm like, shit, I want a motherfucking check too.
Oh,
I played crazy for a whole year, and shit didn't even work out.
Oh my god.
Then I had to go get a job at McDonald's.
Oh.
Bullshit, man. Bullshit.
I always thought you was crazy. I'm actually scared of you for a long, long time because of that.
I am not crazy.
I mean, if it helps you. I mean, you terrified me. You were like,
well, you know
yeah.
what? I wish I had you in 2009. You could have testified for me. Them some bitches told me,
like,
get your ass up out of here. Go get a job, motherfucker.
I mean, you actually sat in the courtroom blowing spit bubbles.
Dog, I was blowing spit. The motherfucking lawyer told me to do whatever he thought. He said do whatever you do to make yourself look crazy. That's what the lawyer told me.
You should have peed on yourself, said I peed on
you. No, I wasn't doing that shit. But I was.
That's why they do your ass look crazy.
Blowing spit bubbles. Sucking on my thumb. I was doing all kind of crazy ass shit in there, man. That motherfucker was like, man, get your ass up out of here. And I had to go get a job.
You go in that line and go fight the damn Pokemon. They give you some help.
Oh, I hear stupid.
I can't believe they doing that shit. Pokemon.
People are getting hit by cars doing that shit. People are just walking in the middle of the street playing that fucking game.
My daughter ran in the house the other day talking about, Mom, I need to get in your room with my Pokemon. And I'm like, girl, you'll get your silly ass out there. Yeah, literally ran in the house like somebody was chasing her because she found out the damn Pokemon was in my room. What the hell? And
they
I love
it.
Pokemon. I'm just not going to play that game.
Okay, how the fuck does this even work? I mean, I'm like, what the fuck is people doing? I mean,
I've never played it, so I don't know how it works. I just hear the bad stories. People are just walking through the middle of the street trying to find a Pokemon.
And knocking on people's doors.
Okay, y'all, I gotta go. The baby just threw up. But y'all enjoy the rest of the evening.
Okay.
What the fuck? What?
Only in Sin City, man. Only in Sin City. Half the shit people do, you couldn't get away with on the motherfucking satellite radio or some shit.
Oh, my goodness.
That motherfucker said, I gotta go.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Okay, you know what?
As my man is sitting dead presidents, that's your motherfucking girl.
That motherfucker. Oh, I got it.
Good thing you came here. I mean, with that first, and you got that out the way, babe.
Hey, the baby threw up, man. She had to go because the baby threw up.
All right,
yeah,
whatever.
Been shitty about that.
Hey, it is what it is. Now, who's played the Pokemon game?
Hell in Alabama.
does anybody on the show play the Pokemon game? I would want somebody to tell me how it works.
No.
I mean,
you can't tell your nephew all up, and you can call him and he'll explain it to you, but I have never played, I have no desire to play that stupid game. I've finally seen all them videos of people doing all that crazy stuff, running in people's houses, knocking on people's doors and stuff. Now, I'll be the one to shoot somebody knocking on my damn door, talking about they looking for a goddamn Pokemon. Like,
that Pokemon in your, or Pokemon in your house. All right, I'm going to poke you with this pistol. Man, I've been shot to shit. I'm going to come beating on my door. I mean, is it an app? Is it a phone app?
Yeah, it's a
phone app. I know that. You play it on your phone.
Yeah. You remember the TV show from like the 90s, the Pokemon? Now you should know it, yeah, your nephews was all up in it. Remember the game? They used to try to get you to play the game when you would come over there, and you got to catch them little funny-looking creatures and shit, and they would have to get all together and fight. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but they used to fight with like little cards and shit.
Yeah. But in the actual game, you fighting other Pokemon. So now it's just a hype to bring that shit back out in, you know, the 2016 version, which is going overboard and getting people killed.
It is. Motherfuckers is getting fucked up over this game.
Then aren't they getting robbed and all this other type of shit?
Well, my friend hit a girl. My friend actually hit a girl, hit her in her car because the girl ran out in the street and she wasn't paying attention. And my friend hit her because she said she was looking for a goddamn Pokemon, but never had her held her head up to see the damn traffic.
See, I read a whole bunch of stories where people are just walking in the middle of the motherfucking street playing this fucking game, and people are getting hit.
If that's accurate, then how?
I'm not playing that. You know what? I'm going to play that shit tonight, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know how that shit is tomorrow. I ain't leaving the house, but I'm going to see how it works.
Man, please don't. Because you got a tendency to get addicted to video games.
Man, I'm not finna walk off no goddamn bridge.
You're
going to
be in the house in this
vlog.
Nah, I mean, I understand you ain't going to walk, but you do have a tendency to get addicted to games.
No, this ain't Candy Crush.
People see him play Candy Crush?
Shit, girl, I'm on level 800.
What the fuck is wrong with your
once,
life?
Once again, he just proved my point. He just proved my point.
Whatever,
my
he is
brother.
Not alone. Damn.
And I don't even like video games.
I'm on still level 20, and I ain't even played that game, and I don't know how long we in. That's, y'all, Jesus.
No, I'm on 807.
Well,
are you
upgraded. I'm playing Cookie Jam now.
I'm dead serious. I'm on level 807. I can screenshot it for you.
I mean, after a while, isn't it the same stuff? Doesn't it become repetitive?
No, it gets harder. Trust me, it gets real hard.
I mean,
I've been on 807 for like a month now. I love that fucking game.
Okay.
It's safe though. I ain't getting hit by no cars. You know what I mean?
How many hours a day do you have to spend on Candy Crush to get at your level, sir?
I don't know. See, I drive a bus, so I have a lot of downtime. So in between my routes, I play Candy Crush.
You drive the bus in the fall?
Yep.
So you drive the bus year-round?
No, I don't drive in August. It's the only month I don't drive.
So
when
in the month of August,
month.
What do you do? So next month,
hey,
you'll have family pack. Are you going to do Candy Crush? Wouldn't having sex be better?
Of course.
Lord.
Oh,
okay.
Give me some Microsoft points, we good. I'll hold myself out for Microsoft points.
Wow.
Well, I ain't that bad.
Man, no thing.
It is what
okay.
it is.
I see. I seen something, man, and it just, I mean, it was these ladies on here, and they had this big ass argument. I seen on Facebook, they had this big ass argument about sex tapes. And the lady was saying, well, she has made sex tapes, you know, with her guy and whatever the case, or with guys she's been with, you know. And the other ladies was like, okay, you know, you were stupid for doing it and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, if you with your mate, and I mean, granted, she said ain't nothing been, well, leaked, but she's not no big star or anything, just average every day. She like, okay, ain't like no motherfucker running around saying they seen the tapes or nothing like that. So, I mean, let me ask you. If you have made a sex tape, have you ever regretted it? Story, don't answer that. Hello, ladies.
I have and regret somewhat, yes.
Okay, why'd you regret it? I mean, did he show everybody? I mean, this is just like something he's holding over your head or what?
Well, no. Let's just put it like this. It was recorded on my phone, and it was played.
Lord, don't tell me your
online.
Mama saw it.
No, hell no. Oh my God, no. But it was played. It was played on a site, and from that site, for some other reason, it ended up on like 100 other sites. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then you did it.
Well, I'm saying, as far as the regret part,
on,
you know, because
right,
I had somebody come up to me
you did.
About a year ago and asked me about it that I never even met.
Okay,
so,
but you
yeah.
did that.
Okay,
no, I
did.
Mean, right, okay, you leaked your own tape, Lil' Kim. No, I mean, has somebody did something to you, not what you did to yourself.
Okay, no.
Nobody has no regret. Okay,
well,
that's cool.
I don't have no regret.
I would have regrets if they were in his possession. But they're in my possession, so therefore, I don't have any.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never done one.
It's a nice time. You should try it. Yeah, man, we gotta open you up.
Conservative.
Oh, you ain't never
okay.
made no type
yeah.
of tape.
I ain't never made a tape before.
You ain't even
oh
recorded while getting head?
Nope.
Wow.
Put that goddamn phone down before I stop, okay? I can see him not trying to stick the phone on his side. You know how you trying to put it up in that light cup hole. Put that goddamn phone down. Okay.
I tried to do one with a video camera.
Uh-huh.
But the girl saw the little red light on.
Well, you're not supposed to do it while she don't know. What kind of shit is that?
Well, hey, I wasn't going to tell her. She said,
well,
I don't like, is your camera recording? I'm like, no. How did I know her?
Oh,
well, she left, man. She got mad
and
left.
Well, you think she wouldn't?
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
No, why you didn't say, let's make a move?
I don't know, man. I figured she'd be against it. I tried to do it and it didn't
you
work.
Really gonna be, you thought she was going to be Floyd that you snuck and recorded her?
Well,
I would have never told her.
I mean, are these, like, just boring or are they adventurous? Like, I don't understand why she ain't even bring it up.
I don't know. I guess she just
you
got
know,
mad because I didn't tell her.
You know, Father Time has an aura about itself. I got to tell y'all. Father Time has an aura about itself that he's over-aggressive. That's probably his problem.
Man, I was just having one time.
Overly aggressive, huh?
Overly aggressive.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no. It actually happened twice, dog. Because remember, when I walked out and you had the camera, they said, you know, you was like, come on, dog. She said no. I don't know what happened that night. I walked out the room and, hey, it was on you and you was like, let's go.
Well, all right.
So maybe if you come a little bit, like maybe the dog, just like, hey, maybe let's do something freaky. No, just ask. A lot of women will be down for it, dog.
Well, I'm married now, man. I ain't worry about that shit no more.
Okay, so why you ain't made one with the wife yet?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Tama? That question was directed for you, not me.
What was the question? I'm sorry. I dropped the phone.
Why haven't you made one with a wife yet? That's the perfect time.
She don't want to make one.
God damn.
Wow.
Who is that just been on? Oh, man. Come
she
on.
Don't want to make a tape. She don't want to do a threesome. None of that shit, so.
Okay, so you've had a threesome before, right, though? Right?
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay. So are there some things now that I'm guessing you're married, I'm going to assume that you don't step out. So are there some things you're going to regret that you didn't necessarily do and then get to live out?
Nope.
No.
No, I have no regrets.
As of now?
As of right now, I don't have any regrets.
Okay.
I just think, you know, I found the one for me and, you know, this is some shit
and
that you don't want to do. It's some shit just I'm just not going to do. It is what it is.
I can dig it.
But now if I could talk into it, you know, that'd be different.
I guess.
Hey, I'm just totally set against a threesome. That's not going to never. I'm not even supposed to fix my mouth to even ask that question.
Okay, well, maybe you should work on the video. I mean, I don't know her, so I don't know what it's going to take, but.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I couldn't be like that. You a stand-up person, Father Pat, because I'll be all in the midst. Why me, Lord? Why?
Right. What did I do wrong?
Fucked up the question.
I did everything right.
Wrong. I've asked myself that question a few times, but hey, it's what it is, you know.
Okay.
Hello.
I know how far I can go with her, so.
And you can't have it all, I guess.
Hold on, y'all. Now, I just seen this on the internet. Donald Trump, and I know this is totally off the subject, but I just gotta say this. Donald Trump said Melania, however you. Say her name.
Twice.
Didn't plagiarize her speech from Michelle Obama. It's called sampling. All the kids do.
It's called what?
Did he say that?
He said it's called sampling. All the kids do it. The blacks know what I'm talking about.
He refers to us as blacks.
Oh, my goodness.
If that motherfucker gets 1,000 votes, man, I'm moving to Canada. If he get 1,000 votes, I'm moving to Canada.
This motherfucker say the blacks know what I'm talking about.
The blacks.
The black people know what he's talking about.
Did he for real
about.
Say that?
Yeah, hey, it's called sapling. He said it's not. He said it's called sampling.
I'm saying, did he for real say that?
Yes, he said that.
But he should have put some respect on it when she sampled it and said where she got it from.
Hey, did you see the meme? Did you see the meme where they had his wife, Michelle Obama, and Bruce Jenner? Did you see that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that one.
That shit had me cracking up. Michelle Obama say she stole my speech, and Bruce Jenner, dressed up like woman, say she stole my look.
Yeah,
they look just alike.
Yeah.
They look just alike.
Oh, wow.
Search that meme, and if you look at Donald Trump's wife and Bruce Jenner, they damn near favor each other.
They
damn
they
near
do.
Twins. And that's fucked up. I'm sorry, that's fucked up. I really look like Clay Flav and look like her.
Yeah, you're right.
Whatever.
You up, dog?
Yeah, Miss Pimp, you got any last words?
Well,
last word.
Yeah. Good show. Same time, same place. Mañana.
All right. Toya, you got any last words?
Yes, good night, y'all. I'm right now heading on the highway. Me and my husband are in Mobile, Alabama, and we're going to pull over and have sex in the semi truck. So,
Really?
I'm done and jealous.
Hey, it's highway sex is good sex. Keep your body right.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm on the phone.
Nigga, me and you already had this conversation about one of your Facebook posts, so if I had to deal with that and see that with my eyeballs, you can deal with the fact that your sister is fucking real good.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, amen.
Real
I swear to God, I'm going to knock the shit out of her when I see her.
Nigga, you got to catch me first.
Yeah, okay. Next! I wish I was on the thing. Why the fuck you didn't mute her when she was saying all that, man?
Oh, my bad, dog.
This
really?
Is Sin City.
All right, motherfucker.
I don't give a.
I am. I'm trying to put my shoes back on.
Can you mute her, please?
Went up to my butt.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dog. My mama, fuck you, for real.
Oh,
damn.
My bad, dog.
That was some strong words.
I guess so. I guess when they pull over in the truck, I guess that's all you hear there. Sorry, man.
Yeah. All right, y'all. God bless. Good night. Show's over.